بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, a person sometimes feels that happiness and pleasure in this world is obtained due to having plenty full of material possessions of this world. Person who has got wealth, he is a rich person. So a person thinks that a rich man, his life is full of pleasure, happiness, comfort. But the reality is not so. A person will gain a pleasurable life, a happy life, a blissful life in this world, and of course in the hereafter, when he has a close bond, a contact, a connection with, a ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greater, the stronger the bond and contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more happy his life will be in this world. So it is not the things that we see, the embellishments of this world, the outward glamour and glitter of this world. Many times we think that the person who is a celebrity, the person is a pop star, musician, is a superstar, is a soccer player, is a sportsman, is very famous. Especially those who are disbelievers. And outwardly they may have a lot of this world. They may be very wealthy. But when a person has a closer look, the reality is that they have no chain in their lives. They have no sukoon in their lives. And therefore we find, quite often we read, that a person who was a very famous person, a celebrity, and everything was looking so glamorous for him in this world, he commits suicide. Or there's a divorce that has taken place, and previously they would come in magazines and books, and everybody would think that these are the real stars of this world. Asbab-e rahat is something, and rahat is something else. Having the means of comfort is one thing, and having real comfort and peace is something else. Real comfort and peace and rahat is only obtained in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing else that will bring in our lives the real peace of mind, the tranquility, the serenity, that sukoon and chain in our lives, but obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the polish of his heart, which brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tilawat of the Quran, salat, daily is 5 times salat. All these things and obeying Allah Rabbul Izzat will help us to come out of ghaflat, negligence, being unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person may have the asbab of rahat, he may have all the means of comfort and peace, but his life may be full of restlessness and bechaini. And our mashayikh have mentioned so beautifully, so simple, which we have been mentioning now so often, that a person who wants to become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he must remove from his heart raza'il, khlaqi radila, those filthy sins that he is committing, those bad habits, pride, arrogance, jealousy, a filthy heart, love for haram things. All these things blackens the heart. These are called raza'il. These raza'il have to be removed from the heart. And one has to bring into his heart akhlaqi hamida. He has to bring good qualities into his heart. He's being shukr in his heart. Qanaat and contentment in his heart. He must be a person who is not jealous of others. He must wish well for his Muslim brothers. So if a person brings akhlaqi hamida, good traits, good habits, noble qualities, those things that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he makes sincere tawbah, that is the most essential thing. The very first step is you make sincere tawbah, and you remove from your heart these sins and this vice and evil and the black dots that have appeared because of sins, which I said, akhlaqi razila, the filthy habits that we have, watching pornographic material, casting lustful glances at women, having illicit relationships, all those things, zina, riba, all these things we remove from our heart, pride, jealousy, takabbur, and we bring into our heart humility, kindness, softness, generosity, all these good things. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us out from a life of ghaflat. So this taqwa that a person brings in his life with the ibadat, as Mawlana Masood rahmatullahi says, very easy. He said, ibadat ke saath taqwa or taqwa muqaddam hai. Bring taqwa in our lives first, after making sincere tawbah, and then do the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is sufficient, and very easily we will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will save a person from becoming ghafil, unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to make tazkiyah of our hearts, to purify our hearts. Sincere tawbah, that's the first step. Second step, we must try and endeavor to make islah of our lives. As the Thani Ramadullahi says, that islah requires an effort. Just like a person who wants a child, then he has to have a wife, he has to get married, and the wife will fall pregnant, and then she will give birth, then he has a child in his hand. Without getting married, he can desire and he can make dua for a child, but no child will come. An effort is required, is go in the right steps and move in the right direction. Like that, islah, we can talk about islah, we can hear about islah, but we have to take the very first few steps in that path of islah. And the very first step is to make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever gunas we have committed in the past, sincere tawbah. Then remove those filthy habits that we have with the sins from our heart and bring good qualities in our heart. Then inshallah we will have, with the ibadat we're making, we'll see the noor of that ibadat. And we'll see the beauty of that ibadat. Then our hearts will glow. We'll be full of noor. Remember, this heart that we have is not a garbage can. It's not a dustbin. Rather, it is a jewelry box. It's a treasure box. It's a box with its perfumes. So the good qualities will bring about a good feeling in the person. And it will come onto his limbs, his face, his hands, and his conduct. But a filthy heart will bring only evil in him, will bring evil in her. And the person then will move away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then instead of being a jewelry box, will become a garbage can, will become a litter box, where a person is now only putting into his heart filth and evil. My respected brothers and elders, therefore again, the importance of dhikrullah, which is saqalatul qulub, the polish of the hearts. We need to polish our hearts with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Beside the Durus Sharif. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah,
La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka shukru kulluh, la nuhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad, nubarik wa sallim. Rabbi khair wa rahmu, anta khairul rahimin. Allahumma inna nasaluka alhuda, wa tuqa, wa al'afafa, wa al'ghina. Allahumma akfina bihalalika an haramika, wa ahlina bifadlika amman siwaka. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina azab al-nar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما يا الله ہم کمزور ہیں يا الله ہم ضعیف ہیں يا الله تو غنی ہے تو حمید ہے يا الله تو بے نیاز ہے يا الله يا الله you are most powerful my الله you are independent my الله you don't require any person any of your مخلوق my الله يا الله we are independent we are totally dependent upon you my الله Ya Allah, we need you every moment of every second of our life, my Allah. We are your servants, my Allah. We are your slaves, my Allah. You are our master, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for every single sin we committed, my Allah. Major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly. Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you to forgive us, my Allah. You love to forgive, my Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem. Tuhibbul afwa. Fa'afu anna ya kareem. Allah, give us that himmat, Ya Allah, to refrain from every type of guna. Allah, help us to purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakkiha, anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mulaha. Ya Allah, hamari diloku musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, make our hearts pure and clean and polished, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat, my Allah. Give us good health, my Allah. Give us sihat, my Allah. Allah, all those who are bimar and sick, my Allah. So many have underwent operations, my Allah. So many in hospitals, so many at home, my Allah. Allah, people are in ICU, Ya Allah. People are in hospitals, my Allah. They've got cancer and different type of sicknesses and diseases, my Allah. Allah, you grant each one of them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim, my Allah. Protect us from all diseases and sicknesses, my Allah. Allah, all those who have left this world, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Allah, give them the highest of stages in the akhirat, my Allah. Grant the family sabr jameel, my Allah. Allah, grant all of us maut on iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman. Make us die on iman, my Allah. Raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Allah, do not snatch away iman from our hearts, my Allah. Allah, do not take away iman from the hearts of our family members, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, our nasal, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Hawdi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, we all here tonight, we have raised our hands. O mothers and sisters and others at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have hopes only in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got so many hajat and needs, my Allah. You are the only one who can fulfill our hajat and needs. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha biqadaiha wa najahiha. Rahmatan tughnina biha an rahmati man siwak. Ya Allah, all those who got any type of parishani, remove the parishani, Ya Allah. People who have got debts, my Allah, help them fulfill pay of the debts, my Allah. Allah, people got social problems, domestic problems, psychological problems, my Allah. Whatever bala, afat, musibat, Ya Allah, we are facing, remove it from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, let there be peace and aman in our country, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make there be any crime, my Allah. Ya Allah, make good people rule over us, my Allah. Make there be khair for the Musliman, my Allah. And the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make our children, Ya Allah, the coolness of our eyes, our children, our grandchildren, Ya Allah. Allah, our progeny, my Allah, make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Allah, all good works of deen accepted, my Allah. The work of da'wat and tabligh, my Allah. Jamaat are going out in your path, my Allah. Accept the coming out, my Allah. Ya Allah,
the efforts the mashayikh are making in madaris, ya Allah, in hifz classes, ya Allah, in darul ulum, the different organizations, ya Allah, grant each one ikhlas and maqbooliyat. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.